cannot believe that you didn't tell me we are still married.
Look, I was going to tell you.
When? After the birth of our first secret child? Ross didn't get the annulment. We are still married.
What?
Oh, my God. What?
Okay, maybe it wasn't my best decision, but I just couldn't face another failed marriage.
Okay, let me just jump in and ask, at what point did you think this was a successful marriage?
Grace, come on. If you think about it, it's actually kind of funny. Okay, maybe it's best not to think about it.
Oh, but this is inexcusable. I'm shocked to my very core.
Phoebe, I told you you already knew.
Another lie. You have a sickness.
Ross, this is my own peace of mind. You're not married anymore, but are you?
Take out that easy list?
Yeah, that's what I drive. I make $4 an hour. I saved up for 350 years.
Hey, did anybody lose their keys?
Jerry, why don't you put them in the lost and found?
There's a lost and found? It's my shoe! You left a shoe here?
Look, I didn't realize until I got home. I wasn't going to walk all the way back down here with one shoe.
You know what? I'm going to go find that guy's car and leave a note on the windshield.
Oh, good. When he comes back for his keys, I'll be sure to give him your shoe.
Great, thanks.
Oh, good, good. You guys are here. Listen, how would you like to spend tomorrow taking care of three incredibly cute little puppies? My God, what a fun day. That sounds great.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, well, I'll bring them by tomorrow morning. Okay, and by the way, they're not actually puppies. They're Frank and Alice's triplets. Okay, see ya.
What?
Please, 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 oh, please, please, Frank and Alice asked me to babysit the triplets, and I'm nervous because I've never done that before by myself. Don't worry about it. We will absolutely do it.
Yeah, I'm going to pass because I was kind of iffy when it was puppies.
Come on, Chandler, come on. It'll give us great practice for when people with babies come to visit.
Nice car.
Yeah, it's
not mine.
I love your car.
Yeah, it's mine.
I bet it's fast.
Me too, yeah. And comfortable. You like leather seats?
Yeah.
It's yum.
Here. I still have boxes at Ross's, and I have nowhere to live. Wow, I can so easily freak out right now. What about me? I just found out Denise's leaving town for a while. I don't have a roommate. Well, maybe I could be your roommate, Denise. Maybe you could be my roommate. There's an idea. How long is Denise gone for? She said she'd be back December 26th. Oh, December 26th. So, it was your Santa Claus. Oh, look who it is. My husband, the apple of my eye.
Okay, I got us a court date for tomorrow at 2, and I picked up all the forms. I'll take care of everything.
Well, sure, if you say you're going to take care of everything, I have no reason to doubt you. All right, I'm going to do this my way, and I want to hear peep out of you.
Okay, Rich, but...
Stop your peeping! Ross, you know what? I just... Why? Why did you do this?
I told you.
I didn't want to hear three failed marriages.
Look, if you had two failed marriages, you'd understand.
Well, you know what? Thanks to you, I'm halfway there. Harry.
What about the time I said we were on a break?
Oh.
I'm doing okay. I think it's going well. Do you think they're having fun? Am I talking too fast?
Nope.
Sound like me. It's going great.
Look at Chandler, a little baby girl Chandler.
Little baby girl Chandler. Where have I heard that before? All right, Coach Rubin. You know what, Eve? When you're done over there, we've got a kind of situation over here, too.
No, we are all responsible for our own babies.
See, that's where I think that you're wrong. You leave us playing these babies man-to-man. We should really be playing zone defense.
What do you mean?
I just think that things will go a lot smoother if we each have our own zone, you know? Phoebe, you can be in charge of wiping. And, you know, Mom, you can be in charge of diapering. And I can be in charge of looking out kids here when they put their hands around me.
That sounds really great, but maybe you should be in charge of wiping.
Okay, I'm a rookie. I should not be in the end zone.
Exactly how you set the plate for the restaurant.
Well, this is not what I ordered.
Hey, guys.
Hey, babies.
Oh, I'm having the best morning.
That Porsche I've got the keys to?
Still there.
Shocking, since you still have the keys.
You should see the treatment I get when I'm with that car. People are friendly, they want to talk, and not just about the car. One guy gave me advice about my equity investments.
What equity investments?
The ones that got me the Porsche. Will you keep up?
I figured if people keep seeing me just standing there, they're going to start to think I don't own it. So, I figured I'll wash it, right? Monica, you got a bucket and some soap in a bottle?
Oh, yeah, I got soap and sponges and rags and carnival wax and polishing foot.
You don't even have a car.
I know. One time there was this really dirty car parked in front of the building, so I washed it.
And
six others.
There you are.
Yeah, she tops out at 1:30.
Wow.
And that's just in the city.
I get her up to 1:50 when I take her upstate.
Really?
You got a place upstate?
Sure.
Oh, see you later.
Okay.
Take it easy. Hey, that's my car.
Really?
But just give me 5 more minutes.
What are you doing?
Oh, well, I found the key, and now I'm just polishing her.
But it's my car.
Yeah, but it's my wax.
Listen, I don't come to this city much, and I don't know if you're crazy or if this is some kind of street theater, but did I have my keys?
I'll save your parking spot.
I'm not coming back.
Why not?
I live upstate.
Yeah, so did I.
I don't know why I was so nervous about this. And I don't know why Frank and Alice are always complaining. This is so easy.
Yeah, 2 hours a lifetime, that's the same.
Check it out, check it out. When the babies wake up, they can eat Krug.
You know, what are you doing? I think it's put someone's eye out.
He can do more than that. He can destroy the universe.
Well, Chandler, they could swallow one of those little parts. And also, look at his smooth area. That's just going to mess them up.
They're not going to swallow anything. He's just being way too overprotective. When I was a kid, my mom used to just throw me into a pile of broken glass.
What?
Glass, sand, whatever.
Oh, look at little Leslie stretching in her sleeves. Oh, it's so cute.
I wonder what age it is that you stop being able to put both legs behind your head.
Oh, I can still do that.
How are you still single?
All right. I thought about it, and maybe you're right. Maybe Krog is not a safe toy.
Good. What made you change your mind?
I swallowed a sonic blaster gun.
How did that happen?
Well, I was trying to prove that I was right, you know, and turns out I was wrong, and now it's lodged in my throat.
This whole time we were concentrating on the babies and no one was watching Chandler.
Okay, you two are asking the court for an annulment?
Yes, Your Honor. And here are our forms, all filled out.
So, based on your petition, you are seeking an annulment on the grounds that Mr. Geller is mentally unstable?
Fine, I'm mentally unstable.
And based on the fact that Mr. Geller is an intravenous drug user?
What? Yes, heroin and crack.
Is it even an intravenous drug?
Well, you would know.
It says here that you lied about your sexual preference before marriage.
Oh, come on.
Oh, please, I found the magazine.
And finally, that you were unable to consummate the marriage. Well, that makes sense since you're gay and addicted to heroin.
Okay, you know this, I'm sorry, this is insane. I'm not addicted to heroin, I'm not gay, and there is no problem with my ability to consummate anything. Look, I'll consummate this marriage right here, right now.
That won't be necessary.
And when we were dating, we consummated like bunnies.
Now, if you two were involved in a serious relationship, that really creates a problem.
Well, Your Honor, rest assured, that relationship ended 2 years ago, and can you please strike consummated white bunnies from the record?
Is there anything in this record that is actually true?
Well, yes, we got married in Vegas, and the name, I think?
Well, based on what I've heard, you two certainly don't qualify for an annulment. Okay. If you don't want to be together, you'll have to file for divorce.
That's great. You happy now? Look what you did with your funny, funny form.
What? What about you and your consummated like bunny nonsense?
What are you typing that for? See what he said? We don't get the annulment. Don't type that.
What?
Hey, stop typing. Stop typing. Stop typing.
You see what you're keeping me married to?
You need to get out of my chambers.
All right, look, here is the deal. I came here for an annulment, and I am not leaving here until I get one.
Would you like to spend the night in jail?
Guy took his car back.
But you found the keys to his clothes?
No, I just love the way it feels. Everybody thinks I own a Porsche.
And people would think you own a Porsche because you're wearing the clothes?
Of course. Only an idiot would wear this stuff if you didn't have a car.
That is true.
Only a genius would swallow a sonic blaster gun.
I've been there.
I am going to go drive my Porsche.
Joey, you know you don't actually have one.
Come on, what are you doing? I'm in character. Will you talk to her?
I think it just moved. It's really poking me.
Okay, we're going to the emergency room.
What? No, you can't leave me here with them. We're babysitting.
I'm sure you'll be okay on your own for a while.
But you can't leave me with them. We're a team. We're playing a zone. They're going to triple team me.
Something plastic lodged into his throat. We've got to go to the hospital.
But no, because a doctor won't be able to help him. And it's just going to, you know, naturally pass through his system in like 7 years.
I think that's gum.
I'm pretty sure it's gum.
Hey, this really hurts. Let's go.
But no, a real man wouldn't just run to the hospital. No, what would Prom do?
Oh, why isn't that ballet back with my Porsche?
Maybe because you've got the keys.
My fault? You threatened the judge.
No, you ripped the paper on the court reporter's machine.
That was the only way I could get him to stop typing.
Hi, how are the Gellers?
Don't call us back.
The judge wouldn't let us get an annulment. Now we gotta get a divorce. Did a push throw up on you? Hey!
Me taking care of you is no problem, huh? You guys feel safe.
right? Now I'm going to take that spit bubble out. Yeah, I do. Get rid of this dirty diaper, Leslie. I'll stay up with a nice clean one. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I just have to clean that up, okay? Let's face it, we're at Monica's. I broke it. All right. Well, that's just the way things go. Okay. Good. Why are there only two of you? Where's Leslie? Well, you can't answer. Leslie? Morning, Leslie. Leslie, now would be a good time for your first words.
What did they do? Hey! You are a little bit mischievous.
My gosh! Oh, you're a lot mischievous. Well, it'll dry. Okay, you sit with your brother and sister now, who aren't there.
Well, let's just say that Krog will be fully equipped to destroy the universe again in 12 to 14 hours.
Okay. So I totally took care of the babies all by myself. I fed them, bathed them, and put them to bed.
And protected them from a tornado?
Oh, my God.
I know. The babies are asleep.
What happened here?
I get it. I took care of the babies all by myself.
From my apartment.
Was the setting of Phoebe's friends.
But the mess
is not as important as the fact that Phoebe took care of the babies all by herself.
Nice. You're right, I shouldn't freak out. Because this is what it's going to be like when you and I have babies. What will that be?
Phoebe, would you take a look at this mess?
Thank God you're home. I was getting worried.
I picked up the divorce papers. I've already signed everything, and I put little X's where you need to sign.
Oh, little X's. Great. That makes up for everything.
You know, you've done a lot of stupid stuff, too, okay?
Oh, name one stupid thing that is as stupid as this one.
Okay, how about you flew to London to stop my wedding? How about you told me you loved me after I was already married?
Wait a minute. That was different. I did those things because I was in love with you.
Yeah, right. You're right. That's very different. So let's just sign the papers. What?
Nothing.
Okay, can we just sign, please?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Okay, wait, boss. Wait a minute. I have a little confession.
What?
Well, you know, this whole marriage thing. Kind of my idea.
Excuse me?
Well, remember how we were too drunk to remember anything the night we were married?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but it just kind of kept coming back to me, and... remember we were in the casino, and for some reason you thought it would be funny to eat a lot of grapes. And I thought it would be funnier if we got married. So, even as a compromise, we decided first to get married, and then
to eat a lot of grapes.
Sorry, I got us into this whole thing.
So then, if you think about it, this is all... your fault.
Yeah, don't push yourself.
I got to say, I know we divorce a lot of women. Never thought I'd be divorcing you.
I know. I always thought if you and I got married, that would be the one that stuck. And it wouldn't be a secret. And we wouldn't have our wedding dinner at Pizza Hut.
Did I even treat?
No, it was on the house. It was a newlywed special.
That may be the most depressing thing I've heard in my life. I should probably get these to my lawyer's office.
Yeah.
thanks for taking care of all this.
No problem.
How many did you copy of those?
Totally.
Most amazing
Porsche
under there.
I'd love to show you, but I just tucked her in. She's sleeping. Hey, would you think it all right to go for a drink?